foot bone. My foot bone's connected to my heel bone. My heel bone's connected to my ankle bone. That's how they connected those dry bones. Do 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 do.
Sing it, Charlie, sing it.
Everything I have may not be mine, but I'm a gentleman of parts. My bone's connected to my shoulder bone. My shoulder bone's connected to my neck bone. My neck bone is bolted to my head bone. And that's how Herman was born. I was assembled. And that's how a Hermy baby was.
For another edition of Caring and Sharing with retired psychologist Dr. Murray Kleiner. He's at home right now, resting comfortably in his home office in Laguna Beach, California. Dr. Kleiner, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Do we have a better attitude today? Are we going to go at it and try to be upbeat?
It's very interesting when you say we, because that implies you.
Yes, it does.
And how is your attitude?
I think I'm very upbeat, ready for another great edition.
Then we have no problem.
I
want to tell you something.
What?
You seem to be a very high-strung individual.
Yeah, some people have said I'm high-strung.
I want to tell you something that I did for myself that I think could be very valuable to you.
What's that?
You got to treat yourself sometimes.
Like what?
I went out this morning and bought myself some silk pajamas.
Ah, that's beautiful.
And I have just been lounging in them.
So you've been doing nothing all day. This is the middle of the week. You should be, moving
out. I'm retired.
So you don't do anything all day.
I went to the store and bought myself some silk pajamas.
And then you've been doing nothing but lying around in them.
I've been lounging.
Right. Been drinking? Have you been consuming alcohol? You know, that worries me if you are, because we're trying to get some advice from you, Dr. Kleiner, Murray. And I don't need you.
I am retired.
I don't need you under the influence.
What I do is my business. If I decide to have a few cordials, a few convivials, I have earned that right by virtue of the many years that I have put into my career.
But we're asking you for expert advice. I don't need a drunk man, a boozer, giving advice.
Hang up the phone.
So are you telling me that you've been drinking?
I have been drinking. I am not drunk.
Okay. How many have you had?
I don't know what bearing that has
All
on
right.
anything.
Never mind. We'll just see how the show goes.
I was trying to share with you something good. You've
right.
got to treat yourself.
Silk pajamas. What'd they run you?
Hey, what about $175 on sale?
Really?
But they're very nice.
Okay. Let's go to the mailbag, doctor. This comes from a young college girl. Her name.
I'm wearing them now.
I know you are. Good. Just relax. Maybe it'll help your mind. Young college girl, Dr. Kleiner. Her name's Carolyn. She's 19, and she writes in, "Dear Dr. Kleiner, I'm a freshman at Gulf Coast University right here in town. I share an apartment room with another girl that I just met this past fall. She and I get along great. She's cute, funny, and just a blast to hang out with. There's one thing that she does, however, that makes me very uncomfortable. Every night, she has, quote, relations with herself right before she goes to bed. Obviously, she does it under the covers and tries to be quiet about it, but I hear the sheets moving, and sometimes she lets out a muffled moan. Her bed is on the other side of the room, so I just turn my back toward her and pretend like I don't know what she's doing. I'm embarrassed to tell her that I do know what she's doing, but I'm getting tired of it. How should I approach her? What should I say? Should I ignore it? Because I'd really like her to be my roommate for the next school year. Signed, Carolyn. She's 19, doctor.
She should ignore it.
Just completely ignore it. It bothers her, though.
Ignore it, because if this girl has become a habit of something that relaxes her and enables her to sleep, then God bless her. I mean, if she gets snot in her panties before she goes to sleep, that's fine. Uh-huh. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong at all with that. I mean, if she's all blotty, you know, if she's got itchy pants, she's got a motor running, she's moist, she's lathered, she's randy, she's ready, and she's trying to be polite about it.
Yes, she's trying to be quiet, I guess.
It's not a function of her being rude. It's just simply the close quarters that she has to deal with. And if she wants this girl to be her roommate and likes everything else, it seems as though that she's doing everything that she can to keep it quiet when she's beating the beaver.
Right.
It seems that as she's, cooking cucumbers, that she's trying to be polite, to be quiet, not to impose it upon anybody else while she's greasing the gash. Do you understand what
yes.
I mean?
Let me ask
if
you.
If she is sitting there and hitting the slit and trying to be quiet.
Yeah.
I don't see where obviously she does not know that the other roommate is aware that she's doing the two-fingered tango.
Right.
She's not aware that the other girl realizes that she's slamming the clam.
Would you
petting the pool?
Yeah. Would you recommend to Carolyn then maybe even think about joining in on this thing, and it might strengthen their bond as roommates?
Well, what do you mean?
That she rolls over, says, "I understand what you're doing. It's okay. Mind if I join in?"
What do you mean? You see, are you trying to accuse this Carolyn of being a fuzzdike?
No, but she's obviously bothered by it, embarrassed by it, and, you know, come on, she probably has those urges.
One thing, if they're both beaver ears, then fine, but it doesn't sound like that's the case.
No.
It sounds like you just got the one girl there making some soup. You understand what I mean?
Right. So you think Carolyn should just ignore it?
Well,
and look at the good side.
I think I've made that pretty clear.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Everybody, they're entitled to tickle the taco if need be.
Okay. Let's go to another letter, doctor. This comes from Yvonne. She's 39 years old, and she writes in, "Dear Dr. Kleiner, I've been talking to this total stranger online. I don't know what's gotten into me. My marriage is solid. I have two children, but I suddenly got this wild urge to do something naughty. And I've been having, I guess what you would call, cyber sex with some man I've never met. I have no intention of meeting this man. In fact, the excitement would be completely lost if I ever met him or even talked to him on the phone. Now, I'm starting to feel guilty, Dr. Kleiner, but my question is, am I really committing adultery by talking dirty to this stranger online, or is it just innocent fun and fulfilling my wild urges without harming my marriage?" Signed, Yvonne. She's 39.
Well, Yvonne, I'm not quite sure exactly what the question boils down to. Is she basically asking me if there's something wrong with that?
Is this adulterous to have cyber sex, is what she's saying, or is it completely harmless?
No, it's not completely harmless. It's no different than her being some sort of, bed bunny. You understand what I mean?
A bed bunny?
A goober grabber.
Uh-huh. So it's still wrong, then, because she's married. It is like being adulterous, then. It's just cyber sex.
Yeah, well, you tell little Miss Horner there that's just the first step in a direction that she claims that she doesn't want to go.
Right, so it's a first step to trouble.
Yeah, well, she's just acting like a slot job. A pickle tail.
But she says she's never going to meet this guy.
That's what she says now, but as far as I'm concerned, she's a short-heeled wench. You know what I mean? A bangster.
Uh-huh.
Adulterer.
So you just tell her to stop it.
Yeah, she's acting like easy meat. She's got some pervert she's talking to on the computer. And, you know, if you're going to go and invite some stranger, some pervert, whether you're typing or talking, it doesn't matter. If you're inviting another gentleman to go down Bosco Boulevard, that's a problem. You know?
Uh-huh.
If you want a bologna colonic, you get it from your husband.
All right, doctor. Thanks again. I know that this is a big chunk out of your day, especially when you're relaxing in your silk pajamas. So go fix yourself another bourbon and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, none of your business, you pillow biter, you mattress muncher.
I'm Steve Downs. Some of you may know me as the voice of Halo's Master Chief. In 1997, Bill Clinton was president of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Princess Diana was laid to rest. And the Florida Marlins won the World Series.
And the Florida Marlins are world champions.
That was also the year Stan and Haney began doing afternoons on 96 K-Rock. They said it would never last. Some even plotted to make sure it would never last. But for some ungodly reason, they're still here. Stan and Haney, whether you like it or not. Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Chuck the Freak.
And now back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey! Hey, everybody! Stan and Haney, Tuesday afternoon, or as I like to call it. How's everybody doing today? Whitey Bulger murdered in prison today.
Do you make it to 89 and then get shanked? What's wrong with that? That's not right.
You know, the king of the Boston Irish mob, he's being transferred. Isn't that in police custody?
Uh-huh.
You know, you're murdered. Those of you that don't think it still goes on.
And, you know, from Whitey's perspective, wherever he's sitting now, probably going, you know, if this was going to happen anyway, why did I have to sit in prison at all?
Yeah, no kidding. But they have to get their opportunity. There are a lot of notorious people that lived a long time in prison. And I'm not talking about dying of natural causes, but something happens to them. You get a transfer like Bulger. There's the opportunity. You're pushing 90.
But you know, you want to talk about OG. The mugshot they show on that son of a bitch is from Alcatraz.
Yes, 1959. Well, Dahmer.
Oh.
He didn't last long. There was the deal out for that Dahmer. The Boston Strangler, Albert DeSalvo, he got murdered, shanked in prison. All these notorious people. Well,
but you know, Bulger, he was living the life of a retiree. His wife would get her hair done,
yes,
and they'd walk their little mini dogs.
Out in California, yep, anywhere, mining his own beeswax. As I was saying, blending into society. You know, let me tell you something. You don't get to be 90 being a fool. He had it down pat.
And I mean, when they got him, what's the point? He's retired.
Yeah. There has to be justice. That's why. There has to be justice. Let's get the old man.
And so justice is a 90-year-old man getting knifed in custody.
Let me tell you something. He's in custody. He's been in custody. And he's getting transferred. Somebody was waiting. Somebody was waiting for that opportunity, no matter how old he is, to get him.
Well, you know, that's a flip side of the same coin. You're someone in that life, and you live till 90. You've got great-great-grandchildren with a chip on their shoulder about you.
Yep. Oh.
You don't know who it could have been.
I don't like to violate the sanctity of the voting booth. I don't believe in it. But
although you have made public, you like the old days with the mechanical things where you just hit R.
Look, I used to see my parents go and vote when I was a little toddler, you know, and my mom would take me to the polling place. They had these things that looked like a booth where you'd pull the lever and the curtain would open.
Mm-hmm.
You pull the lever, close, the curtain closes. And they had little switches on the board. You could do little switches for all the candidates that you liked. I guess in her day, it would have, my mom, you know, JFK, I like him, you know.
I like Ike.
Or you could go and there was a big switch. And you either voted all Republican, not even knowing who's running, or all Democrat. And then when you'd pull the lever to open the curtain back up, the switches went back up and your vote was cast.
Well, the $5 you were given was for the all.
Yeah. It was, you know, something for your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here and... today is the last day. I think I heard that.
No,
on the
it's
news.
Inconvenient for you fellas to be voting here. Let me make it up to you.
Here's a fin.
Yep.
I think today's the last day to get your ballots in the mail if you're voting by mail. And I think it's a special occasion because Junior's voting by mail and he just realizes now he has to fill out his ballot. So he's across the way. I'm not looking over his shoulder. Far be it from me to tell him who to vote for. But he knows he's got to get the postage mark on that thing and get it in the mail for his blue votes to count.
Well, and I'm glad that you were close by to keep an eye on him, because when he first got it, he asked me, how many stamps do I need to send this in?
He was asking me about that today, too. I swear to God, how much does a stamp cost?
And
it's postage paid.
And I showed him up there. You see where it says the postage?
That's right. Postage paid. They're not going to charge you to go and send in your ballot.
So he's put a lot of thought into the whole process of voting, but not so much into who he's voting for.
I got to ask him a couple of things, because this is his first time voting.
That's right. He's only 25.
Yeah, he's only 25.
First time voting.
First time at the ballot box. Let me ask you a couple of things, if you did, because you have to do it right or they don't count your vote. Now, okay. I'm trying to help you. Maybe I shouldn't. That'll just help the R in the long run. Did you fill out your ballot?
He's not voting for socialists, is he?
He's, you know what? Far be it from me to
no,
the
I'm
sanctity.
Not helping him then.
You want him to do it wrong so it doesn't count?
No.
Maybe he voted for somebody that we do want.
Oh, I thought you said you knew.
I didn't look over his shoulder, but you know how he identifies as.
You know, like it or not, Junior, this is a hard truth you're going to have to come and comprehend. Whether you like it or not, you are white.
Yeah.
You are a male, and you're heterosexual.
Check.
But he goes after work here to the studio to record rappers.
Yeah.
Now, the people you hang around with have their ideas.
I bet they do.
Yeah.
And their idea is that they're tired of people that look like you being the boss. And it's about time we got rid of all them.
Yeah. Get rid of people like you, the privileged.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're a white male.
You're a white heterosexual male. You are the problem
in
this
country. You're the enemy.
According to their ideas.
Let me ask you. Hold on.
All right. What?
First time filling this out. Did you use a pencil or a ballpoint pen?
Ballpoint pen.
A number two ballpoint pen?
Black or blue are the only acceptables.
Black.
Okay. Now, did you follow the instructions and vote for the number of candidates that you're supposed to?
Did you
get through the amendments and all of that?
Yes.
All right. Now, you realize, and I'm trying to help you here.
Did you vote no on yes?
Yeah, what did you do?
Did you vote yes or no?
What'd you vote on three? And I don't want to know. It's not our business.
No, my point was, did you even understand what you were voting for
all
by
confusing.
The end of it?
Some of them were really confusing.
You don't say.
Vote yes or no.
Yeah. Once you go, do you have your concealment envelope that you put your ballot in?
I got it right here.
That's official.
That's not. There was a little, I think, a green piece of paper. Yes, your ballot goes into that right there, so somebody can't see through it. Did you do that, or did you already seal it down?
No, I sealed it.
I haven't sealed it. All right, take your ballot.
All right.
Do you have the right postage?
He doesn't need a postage.
He wanted to know what the stamp.
No postage necessary.
41 cents in Collier County to mail in your ballot.
Is it?
Yeah, I just got the text. Oh, no, I'm sorry, 71 cents. Now, did you fill it out? Hey, pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
Did you fill it out already?
Yes.
Everything. Now you take that ballot and you put it in that in between the
and then you bring it in to Stan and I for safekeeping.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do that.
Do you fill out both sides and the second page?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You put it in between the green thing, the green paper.
Okay.
So that the postal guy can't look through at it on you. Then when you slide it into the envelope and seal it, you have the sworn oath that you take where you print your name on it, and then at the bottom, so it shows that you've done it, you've got to sign it on the outside of the envelope.
Did he take the oath seriously?
Yeah, you know what? You got to take the oath seriously. What does the oath say?
I, Jr.
Yeah.
Solemnly swear or affirm that I am qualified and registered voter of Lee County, Florida, and that I have not and will not vote more than one ballot in this election. I understand that if I commit or attempt to commit any fraud in connection with voting, vote a fraudulent ballot, or vote more than once in an election, I can be convicted of a felony of the third degree and fined up to $5,000 and or imprisoned for up to 5 years. I also understand that failure to sign the certificate will invalidate my ballot.
Yeah, and then after you print your name in that area, then you have your signature on there, and then it and then it becomes an official ballot. You put it in the mail, and you're ready to roll. All right, good boy, good boy.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, Haney, I got something for you. Larry, who had the Zippo for us, sent that in. He is standing.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Stan and Haney, here's your Zippo lighter, and
that is a thing of beauty.
And enclosed is a little something for the draft fund. Please say hi to Captain Lazaro for me. A check for $25 from our buddy Larry, and thank you for your contribution, and thank you for the Zippo.
Thank you, Larry. You know what? This is going to go with my company coins and all of my prized possessions.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting, too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio.
This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
I know. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Yeah. But that's what we based our career choice on.
Yep. It's our bad move. Stan and Haney, you know what? We're going to do the grab bag right now. But we have a busy day today. We're going to be using the phones a lot. Mike Chiannopoulos coming in about an hour. Later on, Stan's Name That Movie. We're going to do open phones coming up. Yesterday, we had a little squirreliness with the telephones. Now, I'm not going to put any calls on the air unless it's need be, but if people would be kind enough to call the station right now and see if the lines work, I want Junior just to test like five or six calls to see if they are in fact working, because I'm not going to deal with the phones acting up today. I got too much riding on the phones. Too much. 277-9600, and then after a few come through, if in fact they do come through, I'll tell you to stop. But try to call, and let's see if we can roll these lines a little bit to see if they are working properly today. And I'm being told he's getting a shake of the head. Well, we're on delay, so it hasn't come out yet. 277-9600, see if these phones are working.
These kids, you know. With the voting?
Yeah.
I know what the problem is.
What?
They haven't been around long enough to really be lied to.
Oh, yeah. You got to be lied to for years and years, like by a Bill Nelson.
Yeah. And then you once you realize, hey, that's the same guy that said.
Yeah.
And then you, wait a second, has it been 60 years?
Yeah. Do they appear to be working all right? I think so. All right, good. By the way, I can't wait for Friday.
Yeah.
Because I was at home last night and I was thinking, you know, Dave's going to be in here on Friday. And I was just thinking about my idol, Sergeant Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I started dreaming and thinking about it. And
Pyle, when are you going to get your head out of a locker and shape up and be a Marine? I've been lenient with you, Pyle. I've been very lenient. But I'm only human. I'm not made out of steel. When you joined the Marines, you came in a knucklehead, and you've been going downhill ever since. I've had it with you, Pyle. Do you know what I'm going to have to do, you knucklehead?
All right. I just got to get in the mood.
Yeah.
Grab bag brought to you by
Sergeant Carter.
Just had to get myself in the mood.
Well, yeah, really. We play different parts in Dave's life. You are Sergeant Carter, and I'm Sheriff Taylor.
Yeah.
You talk to him like that, and I go, "Nah, Barney."
I hate to say it. Junior asked me when I gave him that to put into the system, "Who is that?" And I said, "Did you ever watch Gomer Pyle?" "No." "Don't know what that is."
He's an icon.
Yeah. Don't know what that is, right?
I got some homework to do. I'll watch
it. All right, good. Got about 7 seasons to go
through. Oh, why are you so fascinated with the lighter?
I love Zippos.
All right, well, you can come look at it if you want to.
What is this? What does this mean? Recording on. It says, it's saying service has not been established, like after 6 rings. People have been trying to call, and it comes on a service.
Well, he was talking to people. Is the phone all right or no?
Yeah, I was talking to people. Right. Sounding good.
Right. You can take it back to your room and stare at it.
Look at what our girl's up to. Aww. She's reminiscing about Halloween's past.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, Halloween party time again. My closet is like a shrine to Halloween's past. Here's the big bone I wore in my hair that time I was Pebbles and my date was Bam Bam. We all went to a club dressed as the Flintstones. My date dumped me for the girl dressed as Betty, which is weird because that's Bam Bam's mom. Oh no, it got weirder. I got a ride home from the guy dressed as Fred. We were buzzed and I let him kiss me goodnight. Bad choice. He yelled yabba dabba do outside my apartment and it woke people up. That was a yabba dabba don't. Oh, and here's my hot nurse costume from the year my date went as a guy with a broken leg. From what I remember, we both ended up on the gurney. I'm noticing a theme here. Maybe this year I should go as a nun.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I love this.
You know, we've soured on everything.
I know we've soured on everything. I'm going to stick with this Halloween thing, though. I'm going to stick with it. There is no names. There is a morning radio host from another one of our stations here at Broadcast House who comes into the office and says, "Oh, I'm dressing my kid up as this and ba 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 ba, and I'm going to be dressed up as this and I'm going to play this." I said, "Why? You're not a child. Why are you dressing up?" "Well, I like to go..." No.
The whole thing's satanic anyway.
It's all attention-seeking.
Yeah, it is.
Mike?
You know what? That's a good one to watch out for.
What?
If, you're chatting up a girl to gauge interest.
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, Halloween's my favorite holiday."
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
Yeah. Mike Gundy, he's the football coach at Oklahoma State. He said it best. He was doing a...
Those are the Golden Hurricanes, I believe.
Is that what they are?
I believe so, yeah.
He was being interviewed after beating Texas when a reporter asked him about some criticism on social networking, Twitter to be exact. And he just lost
it. More trouble in his work.
He just lost it. Twitter? Are you serious? Twitter? Take a listen.
Criticism where? From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. Oh, I'd give a rat's about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home drawing an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard. Social media and Twitter's what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to bitch, and then other people are like needling it, and they're sitting at home, and they're late on a payment. So, anyway, that's how I feel.
He's absolutely right.
Did Junior hear that?
No, nah, he's probably not even paying attention.
Did you hear that? Okay, you need to play that again for him. And I want his comments at the end.
Sir,
you listen to this, young man.
This is Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy.
I wish you could spend some time with Coach Gundy. I have failed, but Coach Gundy would get through to you.
Coach talking about their big win last Saturday.
Supposed
over
to be
Texas.
Talking about their big win over Texas. Kind of a big deal.
And a reporter talks about criticism that's on Twitter. And here's what Coach had to say.
Coach Gundy.
Criticism where? From where?
Twitter, radio.
Yeah. Oh, I'd give a rat's about Twitter. It's a platform for people that are sitting home drawing an unemployment check, sitting in front of a keyboard. Social media and Twitter is what's destroying this country anyway. So that's how I feel about it, from politics to sports to whatever. It gives people a platform to bitch, and then other people are, like, needling it, and they're sitting at home, and they're late on a payment. So anyway, that's how I feel.
Coach Gundy.
Yeah, Coach.
I can agree with that.
So you, Coach Gundy got through to you.
Coach Gundy got through to me.
Here's another example of that. The Today Show yesterday premiered their new third hour.
Celebrating. Mm. Yeah.
From NBC News, this is Today. Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Megyn Kelly here.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Today. I'm Hoda Kotb alongside Al Roker and Craig Melvin. Savannah Guthrie is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for us this morning. Today, as you know, we are starting a new chapter in the third hour of our show. As it evolves, we want you to know that the entire Today family will continue to bring you informative and important stories. Just as we always have.
Getting to be habit for the networks, getting their lead people off and having to apologize for them. Huh?
Yeah. You remember when Beasley used to have to use the word evolving all the time?
Yep. Onward and upward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never had anything to do with us, but...
Yeah. Going on to bigger and better things.
And evolving and onward and upward and bigger and better things. Well, they all failed.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play Burger Trivia on Jeopardy.
Burger Time 400.
Five Guys offers a milkshake with the applewood smoke type of this.
Anybody? Anybody?
Begging.
Also available on burgers. Neil.
What is bacon?
Bacon, good.
Burger Time 800.
For our vegetarian friends, we made a burger that has this giant mushroom as the patty.
Anybody?
Shiitake.
No. Junior? What? No.
I don't know.
I'll go with portobello.
Tori.
What is portobello mushroom?
That's it.
Burger Time 1200.
A cart in Manhattan was the origin of the burger chain, alliteratively called Shake This Structure.
Anybody? I don't think we have none. I think it's the shack.
Tori.
What is a shack?
Yes.
1600 Burger Time.
Shack. Why not top the burger with these sweet onions named for a Georgia city?
Vidalia.
Yeah, you're going to go with that one? Are you that out of touch?
I'm that out of touch.
Tori.
What is Vidalia?
Yes.
Thank you.
2000 Burger Time.
This A&E reality series focuses on the burger
Wahlburger.
Joint run by Paul,
yep.
Brother of Dorchester's own Mark and Donnie. Soya.
What is Wahlburgers?
Correct.
And
nice
that's
job.
Why
you
nobody wants Haney to play games.
Yep, that's true. A lot of hurt feelings.
Junior, honest to God, I won a game of Trivial Pursuit once that made the person so mad because it was at their house. She called the cops on me.
Yep. Threw the game board up in the air. Pieces fly everywhere.
Yep.
Because Haney and I have
and
a belief,
I sat there.
It's not about fun and socializing, and isn't this great? It's about winning.
Yep.
The win.
And I sat there, I was incredulous, and I go, you called the cops because I won the game? I called the cops because you're a jerk.
Yep.
Well, that's not really a police matter, is it? Yep. Evidently it was.
Yep.
They'll come out for that. Nobody goes, but they'll come out for that.
Don't, and this is for all you young people start thinking you want to be in the radio business or the YouTube filming business.
Oh, you mean the computer business?
Yeah.
Because when we started here, we were in the radio business, yeah. Not the computer business. Now it's both.
Morgan Freeman, big time movie star, big movie star. Well, early in his career, where Haney and I first even knew that he existed.
The Electric Company.
Was in the Electric Company. Yep, PBS. He was Easy Reader. in the electric company. And he's talking to Kimmel about he was doing an autograph session where people can come up and meet Easy Reader, get his autograph. This is before he became really big. And he relays what happened when he was signing autographs. Here's a friend of the show, Morgan Freeman.
Went to Philadelphia one time. I was going to be in the shopping mall signing autographs. So I'm standing there, and I must be there for an hour and a half signing my name. You get writer's cramp and all kinds of stuff. And then, boom, it was over, and the people left on the floor. All those little bits of paper that I was signing.
No! Oh, no. Yeah. Wow. Boy, Easy Reader had a hard run at it, huh?
They all got his autograph and threw it to the ground.
That's Stan style.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, get the autograph.
Yeah. Now, but I wouldn't know of back then, and I would have been doing this, throw it to the ground. Now, you know, 40 years later, oh, I wish I had that autograph.
Yeah, that was a tactical error.
This is what it's coming to, kids. This is what it's coming. I caution everybody on Halloween, be careful on what costume you wear. You may be around your friends and they all think it's funny, especially if you have a few drinks in you. But then you're going to go to a party or you're going to be around people that will be extremely offended by it. And then you're in trouble. Sean White, remember him? The Olympic snowboarder?
The flying tomato?
Yep. He's in trouble.
Again?
Yep. Not because he did anything wrong. He's in trouble with Special Olympics. Why? Because
he's not eligible
for Halloween, dressing up as Simple Jack at a Halloween party. That's the character played by Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder. And
a lot of characters in Tropic Thunder will get you in trouble.
Yeah.
As Stan and I found out a couple of years ago.
I ain't got a good brain.
I think you've got a fine brain, Jack.
You make me happy.
You know, you're not going to see that flying off the video shelves like you used to with the Tropic Thunder, with the Downey Jr. and the Stiller. You're not going to see that.
Nope, great film, but would make too many heads explode today.
Yep, it would make too many heads. And it was what? How many years ago did that come out? It was in the 2000s. Can't have that. And an Olympic hero here, Sean White, multi-gold medalist winning.
You're talking about a simpler time, turn of the century America.
Yep, that's what they'll be saying. It was a simpler time back then. People were naive back then. They didn't understand at the turn of the century.
The
21st century!
You know, back at the turn of the century, they believed that there was such a thing as a man and a woman.
Yep.
They had something they called marriage.
Yeah.
This would, believe it or not, result in children.
Guys. Yeah, she wanted to dress slutty. Okay? And have some fun. I enjoyed my time on the recliner.
Yeah. Well, the point is, if you go, there is going to be an altercation.
There is. It's guaranteed. So she went out slutty. He enjoyed the recliner.
And, you know, if there's going to be an altercation, even if you win, you lose.
Now, here's another quick little thing. This guy's smart. Now, follow me. I'm not saying it can't happen, but follow me on this. He said, you're dressed up slutty. Go out and have fun. I'm going to stay here and on my recliner. Now, the man's first instinct is, well, she's going out dressed slutty. How do I know that she ain't going to go fool around with some guy? Possibility, but less of a possibility if you went with her. because that puts her on display. She wants to see reaction from you.
Yeah.
The fight starts, then she's angry with you and will gravitate to that other guy. If she's just out by herself or with the gals, it's all fun and games.
All you have to realize is it's Halloween. You've already lost.
Yep.
This is a matter of damage mitigation.
Yep, and that's what it is. Damage mitigation. The lesser the odds of something bad happening. Let her go.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're there, it's just going to escalate.
And you know what? Use that opportunity for whatever you want.
Yep. Yep. Whatever opportunity you want.
Yeah.
What's she going to know? We'll be back.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio if you want to talk to us. I think the phones work. Area code 239-277-9600. Still have some tickets if you want to join us on Thursday night at the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, down in Naples. We also have Taste of the Town at the Alliance of the Arts, Pewter Mug, Babaku Saw. Answer a question for me, Haney. I think I'm in the right time frame. Is this
3.14.
Yeah, is this school pickup time? Is this school pickup time?
Is I this don't when know.
Because I think it is. Because when we take calls, hey, I'm in the pickup line.
My daughter's junior's age. It's been a long time since I've been in the pickup line.
This is, you know, we talked about it yesterday about that little kid trying to do the Alexa with the kid shark.
Oh, baby shark.
Baby shark. And I'm like going around and I'm being told by every coming out of the woodwork, this is the deal. Here you go, kids. This is your friend Stan and Haney here. This is for you. There you go, parents.
That's not what a daddy shark sounds like.
To the kid, it does. Then here comes grandma.
Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark.
Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandma shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark, do 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 do. Grandpa shark. Let's go hunt, do 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 do.
Let's go hunt. That's my favorite.
That is awesome. That's for you kids out there. You parents, you don't have to play it for the 10,000th time. We just did it for you.
Yep. And it's still 15 minutes before the kids, and you've already heard it once.
Yeah. 277-9600.
You know what? Maybe we should just start making that a feature, what? You know, for parent pickup.
What? That's like the cue for it?
Yeah.
Parent pickup?
Woo. You sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. That's,
these kids don't understand this.
Does Junior know this?
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long week.
We had this guy on, too.
Sitting in committee.
Genius.
But I know I'll be a law.
He's a jazz singer.
Got me through school.
Yeah.
But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, darn right. I got this far. When I started,
seriously,
I
you know the test that I've gotten through thanks to Schoolhouse Rock?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
My favorite one, because I couldn't believe that anybody could fail it. All right. The test starts now. We need to know the preamble to the Constitution.
Yeah.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union.
We learned by song. We learned by song.
And repetition.
And repetition. 277-9600. Yep. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had me on.
Okay.
All right. Wrong number? Is it a wrong number?
No. You got it. My name's Eddie.
I got it. Hi, Eddie.
How's it going?
Hey, all right, brother.
Groovy.
Yeah,
you know
right
what?
On.
When I was younger, I mean your age group, I'm 53.
Dig it.
Okay.
What we did was we turned around the belt on the drive to the phonograph player. I am using really old terminology. And another one bites the dust backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Tom. Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Yes, ahoy.
Hi, this is your friend Tom, formerly of Melbourne and Satellite Beach.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Tom.
So weird that it's not the Tom, and he sounds like him.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it sounds like him.
That Tom's passed away.
I know, but isn't it weird?
Yeah, and this guy claims to have known us back then, but that doesn't add up. Yeah, Tom, what's going on?
A Halloween story.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Once upon a time, I'm in your age group. Once upon a time, 20 or so years ago, I was married, and my wife wanted
to
go as the bride of Frankenstein, and I was Frankenstein. Mm. So she made me up. I looked really good. I had bolts in my neck and everything. And what she did, she had long black hair, and she took the tube from a roll of paper towels to get her hair to stick up, and she wrapped it around. And so we get in my Cadillac Eldorado. My wife said, I'll drive. And she couldn't fit with her hair and her head in the seat.
Yeah.
It was too big. So I said, okay, I'll drive. I said, you sit in the passenger side, and her head was still too big. So she sort of laid down a bit when her head was sort of like near my private.
Ahoy.
Hello.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, been listening to your show for about 3 years now.
God bless you.
No harm so far.
Yeah, you're still all right, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love the show. Hey, the reason why I'm calling, you always have Tony from Cape and Chowder.
Cape and Chowder, yes, sir.
Yeah, I seen him on the news this morning. He was down on Fort Myers Beach. If it's the same guy.
I think it is.
Can you send us a clip?
Yeah, can you send it to us?
I'll tell you what. If I'll look on what news.
Yeah, I want to see what channel it was on.
What channel was on.
It was either Channel 4 or Channel 2.
He's been on before.
Yeah.
They'll go to him sometimes as small business owner.
Send us the link if you can. I'd like to see what he's up to.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it was kind of comical. I mean, he was dressed in one of those T-shirts that looked like a tuxedo.
Yeah, what's he selling?
He was selling the crepes.
That sounds like him.
He had some woman there that was actually making them. He was just there talking.
That sounds like
nothing.
Him.
Yep.
That son of a bitch.
So, okay.
All right,
buddy.
Thank
you. I
appreciate that. Send us the link if you have it.
Okay, I will.
Thank you, buddy.
I was so scared that Big Tim was going to turn out to be the fake bomber.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, and I know we'll get to a couple more phone calls. Jeff Zito handed me this, and I guess it's in today's Naples Daily News. Which
what do you suppose Tony's up to? Because when he goes,
it's Halloween.
When he scams him to get on TV, you'd think they'd know by now.
Because if he's doing crepes, that's what his daddy did up in Cape May when he came down here. Couldn't make the crepes. Now he's making crepes. Come on.
And we sent a lady with Megan.
Yeah. Naples Daily. Phantom Feasts. Six haunted restaurants from Fort Myers to Naples. Now, these are people that claim various establishments in town are haunted. And I've read the article. Okay, it's fun for some of these articles. One in here I don't think should even be on the list because of what happened. And it's those of us who've lived here a while, too fresh in the memory. And then one place I lived at, and I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't haunted. Six haunted restaurants, Fort Myers, Naples. The first one that they mention is The Whale, formerly the Beached Whale on Fort Myers Beach.
Well, no doubt that's haunted.
They say that, well, a lot of things have gone through there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's on the list if you want to go to some place allegedly haunted. What else is on this list? The former place known as King's Crown Restaurant at South Seas Island Resort on Captiva. I guess the building is still
there. We're
not
allowed there, are we?
No, kicked out. But they say that that's haunted. Here's the one that I don't think should be on this list. Somebody thinks to include the Cracker Barrel on 951
no,
near 75.
That's not that. No.
That's why I said
absolutely not.
Because if you lived in this town in November of 1995,
that's not funny.
When Haney and I were here, it's not funny. And I'm not even going to go and dignify it. If you want to look up what the Cracker Barrel
I remember
were,
that morning.
I remember it well.
And what the hell was that?
What is that? Did you see that?
I saw it.
When we're talking about this.
I think they might agree with us.
I think they agree with us. There were two giant flashes of light.
Did you see that, Junior?
And I still don't know where they came from.
That's pretty spooky.
Organ House. The space at 2207 First Street in downtown Fort Myers was part of the 1920s built
Hotel Dean?
Dean Hotel. The Hotel Dean.
It was a hotel for gentlemen, wasn't it?
Yeah. I lived at the Dean.
I know you
there,
did.
There ain't nothing haunted there.
Oh, yeah. Things go on. But
things
it ain't,
go on,
ain't
but
ghosts.
But it ain't haunted. I'll tell you one quick story before we have to take the break.
Which one are you going to tell, about the fishing line and the drugs
no.
or about fighting the cops?
No, I'm going to tell you, and I've told this story before, too. You want hauntings. I thought, while I lived there, that something horrible had happened. I went home on a Friday after the show and was home at the Dean watching TV, calling it a night, and I go and lie down in bed and I start, you know, the place, it's quiet. It's built solid. And I hear almost in the distance symphony music. And I'm like,
Beethoven's Fifth?
Yeah, well, let me put it to you this way. You had all kinds of stuff. Your Ravel, your Beethoven, your Bach. So I'm lying there, and I can't pinpoint it. It's almost like the walls are...
Was it like it was like being played like a mile away?
Yes, or? You know how like if you're in your house and somebody's in the other room and they're cranking music? But take it down to barely audible. You're just at 3 o'clock in the morning hearing this, and you can hear a cymbal crash or a timpani drum. And
you don't really know where it's coming from?
No,
not
idea.
Even a direction?
No idea. It's in the walls. So I'm thinking, something's going on here. It's going on all night long. Saturday night, I go to bed. The symphony music is still on. Don't know where it's coming. I'm going, am I losing my mind? Sunday night, go to bed Sunday night, getting ready to wake up for work Monday. It's still going on. And I'm saying, I don't know if somebody's in another room, slit their wrists and is in a bathtub or something. Something's going on. And I go down and I tell the landlord. I see him Monday. He's walking around there. I said, there is symphony music that's played all weekend in the building, and I don't know where it's coming from. Well, nobody else complained. Nobody's heard anything, Stan. I said, I know what I heard. Monday goes by, I come back from work, I see him. Did you find out? No, I don't know what you're talking about, Stan. It wasn't until later on that week the landlord found me and said, sorry, Stan, I found out what it was. You weren't hearing things. I said, I wasn't? No. One of the chefs in the restaurant downstairs had his radio up on the one of the steamer tables while they were cleaning up that night, forgot to turn it off, and left it on all weekend long. And it was like, oh my, can you be 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you don't know where this is coming from. It's like, stop the madness. I was going insane. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law is next. He's an attorney. He's a lawyer. Esquire. He comes in here for one reason only. Not to backslap Stan and Haney, but to help you guys.
That's just a secondary thing.
Yep.
Tertiary, really.
Divorce, child support, alimony, visitation, the whole family law stuff, DUI, criminal, veterans. He wants to help you. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. We are Stan and Haney.
Breaker 19. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mike Chiannopoulos here. You want to talk to him? You want to get some legal advice? Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. 277-9600. We'll get to Mike here in just a second. Want to let you know that about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and 1 hour away from Stan's Name That Movie, a chance for you to win. But each and every Tuesday, Mike Chiannopoulos comes in and wants to talk to you. He knows that you're going through something right now. It could be child support, alimony, divorce, anything to do with family law. Maybe you got popped for a DUI.
Whatever it is, chances are you got the short end of the stick.
Yep. And rest assured, if somebody is notifying you about something, they already have their attorney. You have to be represented in some way, shape, or form these days. But Mike is here to at least point you in the right direction. I don't like the idea of being blindsided and getting something in the mail or being told that, oh, this is up or this mortgage is a big balloon payment that you didn't know about or somebody went and did a job for you at your house and ran off and they say, oh, go ahead, do something about it. This is why Mike comes in. And we've talked about this before.
Yeah, whatever it is, they all end up doing the Mexican hat dance on Stan's face.
Most don't think, well, what are they going to do? Get an attorney?
There's a yokel here.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that. I can take what I want. 277-9600. This is why Mike Chiannopoulos is here, and he can help. And he's also a darn good singer. One of the best singers.
Voice of an angel.
Yeah, an angel. Yep.
My timing's better this week.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Got this one.
Your DUI,
yep.
Divorce, child custody, anything you got.
277. Let me ask you.
Anything but immigration.
Right.
Bankruptcy and immigration.
And also contracts, too, right?
I do contracts.
A lot of times you go and you get into a job or a company and you want to go somewhere else. And so,
they pull the non-compete card on you.
And they go and try to intimidate you with that. You got rights.
With each passing day. And it's become even more so from the time we were kids to now, it seems like you almost have to have every little thing in writing or you're screwed.
I know. You know, and I was just talking about that today. You know, Oklahoma is an interesting place for one adjective that I can say on the air to live. But the thing about it is, you know, you did business on a handshake. And it was a small legal community, even though I lived in the capital. Everybody knew everybody. There's always good and bad people in every group. I'm not saying there weren't any bad lawyers, because there was. But everybody knew who they were.
But, yeah, in that case, people know who they are and go, I wouldn't do business with that one.
And when that lawyer calls you, his or her word's no good. Mm-hmm. You already know I'm dealing with X. And everybody in the community knows, and get that in writing from that lawyer. But the rest of us, we did handshake deals. And, you know, I was just saying that today. I had a guy come in, and he said, well, do you want to write a contract for this? And I said, no, sir. You paid me. I'll do the job unless you're worried about it. Nope. We shook hands and he left. It wasn't one of those things that the bar requires me to have a contract for. I'm going to do the work and give it to him. I mean, that, you know, why isn't it that way?
It's not that way anymore.
Why?
Because I just guessed that maybe people aren't being raised the same way, where your word is supposed to be your bond.
Yeah. Those days almost, they're gone. 277-9600.
But see, he and I, we're saps because we take it seriously.
Right.
And we do what we're supposed to do.
And somebody else doesn't and says, well, you can't prove that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they walks go, on you.
What, are you stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have an agreement? You didn't have a contract?
No, I'm not stupid. I just keep my word.
Yeah. I actually believed you were a decent human being.
Yeah.
One line open if you want to talk to Mike. Now's your opportunity. 277-9600. Let's go right to the phones. Rick. On line one, Rick, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy.
Hey, Rick, what do you got for us today?
Hopefully something really easy for you, maybe.
All right. Let's do that. I do easy.
I am one of the poor suckers that's got permanent periodic maintenance. I am
married more than 17 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes the love you get ain't worth the love you get. You know what I'm saying?
All right there, Ringo.
Yeah.
You know, are we ever going to reach a point because, you know, supposedly...
And I'm not cutting my ear off.
Supposedly, we're not just equal. Women are better than men, so why has he got to pay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, life changes, right?
It's called a penis tax.
Yeah. What's your deal, buddy?
I just changed jobs, and I've been all over, I mean, hours and hours on the internet trying to figure out if there's something I need to do to get the money taken out of my paycheck again for the new place.
Yeah, you can get what's called an income deduction order. It's really simple, and you fill it out, you send it to the judge, you send a copy to her. Of course, she's not going to object because it's how she's getting her money. Judge signs it, you give it to your employer, that's all there is to it.
So where do I get this? That's what I've been looking for.
Somebody
said the Department of Revenue or the website.
Yeah, and all a bunch of different places, and you'll go through government tape. Call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE. Ask for Casey. Tell her what you need, and she'll email you the form.
All right.
And you call it an income deduction order?
Yeah, income withholding order, actually, IWO. But
yeah, IWO.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Call Casey. She'll email it to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day, Ray.
This is what this guy does.
Isn't that great that that's incumbent on him to track down the proper form? And
thank you for doing that, Mike.
Yeah, but if he doesn't, by the way, they'll put him in jail.
Yeah. 277-9600. Remember, every time we finish with a caller, that frees open a line. So keep in mind when we go to Lee, who is on line two. Lee, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Ahoy, Mike.
Hey, Lee, what do you got for us today?
Well, I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but
thank
I got
you.
A good. Call from a collection agency today, and it's all I'm going to say, it's a cable provider.
Okay.
I haven't had good reception since Hurricane Irma. I turned in all the cable stuff. I mailed it to them in June, and they say I owe them almost $600.
Well, that depends on whether you had a contract with them or not, because you could have packed up all the stuff and sent it back to them with a thanks, we're done letter. But if you had a contract that ran through September, then that's what you got to pay.
Okay.
So you got now some cable providers don't require contracts. Some only require an initial contract, and then after that period of time, it's month to month. Yeah, everybody does business different. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE and just ask them to, you know, make you a 5-minute spot with me on the phone, because off the air you can tell me the names and I can help you.
All right.
Okay, I would like that, sir. I have other questions to ask, too, but we will talk off the air.
Very good. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, thanks.
Here's one thing I want to let everybody know, and that I know about cable companies, because it goes back to when I was in college. It's a utility.
Did they have cable back then? Yeah, they did. Just saying.
It's a utility.
You know what? He's a very sensitive man. You shouldn't have said that.
I think about Fred and Barney and the... I'm just saying.
And it's just like your electric light. It's just like anything else. And if you mess with it and say, I'm not going to pay, or and you have a contract, it's going to show up on your credit report. Think of it as a utility.
Funny things like that lady that wanted to be off the grid in Cape Coral, and they said, no, you have to take our electricity and water.
Yeah, you can't live here if you don't, because it's not fit for human habitation. And then they start worrying about public health, safety concerns, all of that stuff.
She had a septic tank, and she had solar panels, everything.
Yeah.
No difference.
Got to stay on the grid.
Wow.
You have to be on the grid.
Interesting.
You cannot provide your own utilities.
Yeah, not inside the city limits, probably. That's interesting.
Here's Colleen patiently waiting on line 3. Colleen, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi. How are you, Colleen?
I'm good. My question is regarding family law. My daughter has a child with a previous relationship, and he was given a court order for child support.
Okay.
And he has asked for her to modify it based on the fact that she obtained a master's degree.
Okay.
But when he asked the court to modify it, he asked for all kinds of documents that don't pertain to, or just seemingly don't pertain to, things that he also has to bring to court. Like, he asked for education records, bank accounts, stocks and bonds, the value of the home, that type of thing, and he's only bringing pay stubs.
Okay, he has to bring certain things. So first of all, what you're talking about is a supplemental petition to modify. And before that can happen, as a threshold, the person has to allege that there's been a material change in circumstances, a substantial material change in circumstances since the last time the court entered an order. So first is to show that. I'm not sure that getting a master's degree meets that standard. And child support is not tied to your education. It's tied to your income, okay? I could have an advanced law degree and be, say, in Colorado, this is an actual case, making several million dollars a year. I quit that job. I go teach law school at UF, and I only make $150,000 a year. But I'm required to have those degrees. So, see, it's not about the degrees. It's about the money. Okay.
Okay.
So he can't modify the child support based upon the fact that she got a master's degree. That didn't get a fly.
Okay. All right.
The second part of the question is, in his original arrangement, the court ordered him to provide health insurance for the minor child in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He has never done that. The child's almost 9 years old.
Oh, see, that is such a sweet position. Yeah, she needs to call me off the air, 239-ASK-MIKE, because see, that's
I see his mouth watering.
Well, I just love to hammer men that won't support their children.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, because he's really going after her as far as they have a parental order now that the judge has put in place, that he gets ample time, but he has never met his original condition here.
Oh, yeah. You need to have her call me, and I'll talk to her. You know, you're dealing with a room full of 3 men right here. All 3 men have been divorced. All 3 men have supported their children. Mm-hmm. No matter how much money they were making or not making, dang it, those children got supported.
Yeah.
And men that won't support their children really fire me up.
Yeah. Give them a call.
Yep.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go, Colleen.
There's 2 things you can't do. You can't refuse to support your children, and you can't ever hit a woman.
No.
Yep. Period.
Until my daughter was well into her college days, that was the first time in my life I was able to bring it down to one job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's the thing. I know with my daughter, obviously here, I would have liked to have put her on my insurance here. I went out and bought her separate insurance before the whole Obama stuff came in. I was grandfathered in. She still has her health care insurance that I made sure she had.
You know what? I think that is probably, if I was to indulge in wanting a status symbol, I got one job.
What's that?
One job. That's my definition of success.
You're successful.
I've got one job.
I don't have to work more than one job. Well, there are some people in the world who hate their former spouse more than they love their children.
And they got to realize it's another human being. It's not the spouse. It's the child.
Well, and I will say reform has got to happen because, just as you say, there's no excuse for the man. But women in that position need to be held accountable
for where that money's spent.
Yes.
I've written a proposed bill to begin overhauling the family law system in the state of Florida because it is antiquated. It doesn't meet the needs of the people. We are fortunate in Lee County and Collier County. I don't know about the other counties, but we have some really good family law judges. Of course, we have one or two that aren't so smart, but I'll leave them alone. Mm-hmm. But no, we're really, seriously.
You're talking about certain judges that didn't read the Constitution.
That's one issue. Mm-hmm. But seriously, we are fortunate enough that we have some really, really bright jurists. And the judges would like to do something that's more fair, more equitable. Their hands are tied in some circumstances. And I think we need to overhaul the system. The way it is right now, if you're going through a divorce, you're going through a child custody dispute, you're going through a paternity, you're in family court, whoever has the money is going to win. Period, paragraph. That's the end of the story.
I thought it was the woman always won.
No, it's the person with the money. I mean, plenty of husbands win. I've got a case now where this guy's a doctor, and he's got all four of the kids, and there's nothing wrong with the mother. We're beaten into economic submission by the system.
That's the truth.
By the system. They're beaten down economically. You have to have a lawyer to get through this, but yet you can't afford one. But you make too much money to actually get a free lawyer. Yeah. Okay, so that's the majority of people. Nobody's got $5,000-$10,000 to throw at a lawyer unless you're rich. The average person's not rich, but they make too much money to get help. So they're stuck, and the system chews them up.
Which is pretty much everybody.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The vast majority of people, they're not poor, they're not rich. They're middle class, hardworking, taxpayers.
They fall into the middle of the either side.
I'm just thinking,
they're the backbone that supports this country.
I'm thinking about D-Train working three jobs, can't afford health insurance, but had to pay $5,000 to the government for the privilege of not having health insurance under Obama.
Yep, makes too much money to qualify for Obamacare, but not enough money to supply his own insurance and has to pay the penalty.
Well, but he only makes too much money
because he's working three jobs.
So if he just quit working, he could go get some food stamps. And you know what? Under Obama, he got a free phone.
Let's go. I got time for maybe one more here. Lynn has been waiting the longest.
Oh, God help us.
Lynn, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Lynn. How can I help you today?
So I got hired for a management position, and then 3 days after starting, they did a background check without letting me know and then fired me due to my arrest record.
Yeah, well, they don't have to let you know that they're doing a background check.
Well, what you should have said is, last time I checked, I'm the boss. You're fired.
Didn't you hire me as the manager? Because get out of my store.
Yeah, they don't have to let you know they're doing that, right?
You know, they don't have to let you know that they're doing a background check. And really, the problem would be if they asked you on an application, have you ever been arrested? If you said no and the answer was really yes, that's where the problem
is. Is it the arrest or a conviction?
No, it was an arrest, and the application that they gave me was just a regular one, so it didn't have that question on there. So I never lied because it was never brought up.
Usually it's lying that's the problem, not so much the arrest, especially if it's an arrest and there was no conviction. Do you have any criminal record, any conviction of anything?
No.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem, but here's the issue.
See, the arrest itself, not the conviction.
No, and when you get things expunged, you have to make a special effort to get the arrest record expunged, by the way. But in any event, there's no, you know, Florida, they call it a opportunity to work state or a right to work state. I don't think that's a misnomer, okay? It's actually the employer state. They can fire you for any reason or no reason. Okay, as long as you're an employee at will, which you are. Now, they can't fire you based upon one of the seven evils, race, religion, gender, etc. Okay, But that's only if they have less, more than 15 employees. If they have less than 15 employees, they can even fire you for race reasons. It's crazy here in Florida. Welcome to the welcome
so
to the
less
law.
Than less than 15.
I've got. I know we're running out of time. I got 7, 8, 9, 10 employees, 12 employees at my law firm. If somebody comes in, I can say, you know what? I don't like you today because of your race. You're fired. Get out because I don't want this a person of that race
working
15. For
you. Because it's under 15.
And there's
I don't like your race. I don't like your religion. I don't like what you do in the bedroom.
Yeah, get out.
You can do whatever you want.
You're fired. Go away. And there's no recourse.
All right, Lynn.
All right. Thank you very much.
Lynn, if I can help you, call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. I'm sorry. I wish I had better news for you.
It's not legal, evidently.
Phone lines were jammed today. We didn't get to everybody, but Mike is available 24/7, and he also offers a free phone consultation. Yep. So if you want to talk to him off the air and call him at his office, he will be glad to talk to you, let you know where you stand, or if you can wait till next week, that's fine. But he's available, and there it is.
239-ASK-MIKE, anytime, press 6 outside of business hours. I will answer your phone call personally. Thank you, gentlemen.
He is Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show, 239-ASK-MIKE if you want to get a hold of him. Mike, again, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back, Stan and Haney.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney.
On 96 K-Rock.
I know the feeling. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to check traffic. Your first look at traffic this afternoon. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. About 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie Today. 5 movie clips. All horror films.
Yeah.
You got Halloween coming up tomorrow. We got horror films.
I've had enough.
They're
of
easy.
I've had enough of
what?
Horror films. Real life has got enough.
Yeah, well, that's why horror films that are fantastical and non-reality is kind of like an escape for people. I think something like that, not necessarily a horror movie, but something where, you know, you can escape the reality
for a while. They had a Halloween party in California. And the theme was the movie The Purge, and somebody shot 7 people.
Yeah. Well, blame the person. You know what? I've seen a lot of horror films in my life. Never gives me the urge to go do something. Oh, look at this. Look. Our friend Shark Girl just texted us. Your old intern, HW, his girlfriend and me, my husband, went to a place for a Halloween party this weekend and witnessed a fascinating display of 3 what's BBBWs?
Big, black, beautiful women.
Twerking on the ground in see-through tights in front of God and everyone.
Oh.
You can never unsee that. See, this is what happens at Halloween parties. You think everything's a go until it's not. You know, everything's, it's great. Let's go crazy until it's not. Then you're calling Mike Chiannopoulos. Let's get you updated.
He can help.
Yeah, he can help. Let's see what's going on.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, these 3 are in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Cleveland Avenue and South Airport Road. Fort Myers, crash, 6 Mile Commercial Court in Marlins Plaza. And one more for you, Fort Myers, crash, College Parkway and Queen Elizabeth Way. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in less than 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got the headlines in front of him right now. You can hear him tearing it up there.
Very clearly, huh? Very audibly. Tearing it up.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Tear it up.
Yep.
Because I'm hardcore, man.
Yeah, that's not what I meant.
You know, I was asking Jr., his opinion about Dave, and he goes, well, see, Dave thinks he's hardcore. And I go, well, what does that even mean, hardcore?
I don't know what that
Nobody
means.
Nobody really knows what it means.
No.
Evidently, it's flashing devil horns. Yep. That's hardcore.
Yeah.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. And I was just telling you, I don't care for horror movies. Real life is scary enough. How scary is it? A student was shot and killed at a high school in North Carolina. But you know what? In this day and age, they didn't even cancel a class.
Yeah, it doesn't make the news, doesn't make anything. That's small stuff. That's small fry.
Oh, only one?
Yeah.
Well, we're certainly not going to cancel a class over that. Think about that.
I know. Haney, you don't have to tell me.
We would have school canceled when somebody died in a car accident over the weekend.
Yep. Yep.
Social media. It's god-awful. But don't worry. Jack Dorsey has it all figured out. Twitter's latest plan to fix everything?
Yeah.
Thinking about getting rid of the like button. I think you can see how that would fix everything.
Jeez.
We will have rock news for you.
All right. Let me hear. There's a devil horns right there.
Hardcore, man. Are you hardcore?
I'm hardcore right there. Double.
Yeah.
Double.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. Absolute Law text line. Hardcore translates into brain dead.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. So rock news, including Kid Rock and Kiss.
Yeah.
And finally, we will tell you about good guy Frank Saporito. He's a Republican in the New Hampshire State House of Representatives. He's in his seventh term running for re-election. And now all of a sudden, out of the blue, he's accused of starring in a porno.
Oh, my God.
And
Good guy Frank Saporito?
Yeah. And not only do they accuse him of starring in a porno, they accuse him of beating the director senseless.
Jeez.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It is so very important.
Hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
He's so hardcore, he was around here yesterday pulling his pants down for everybody. I'm not kidding.
He's an idiot.
He was pulling his pants down to everybody that walked by him going, look at this.
Yeah, because he landed on his tailbone skateboarding at 44. And the thing is, he's dropping drawer for everybody to see his bruises. Of course, right next to the bruise is a large oozing pimple.
Love it.
Yeah.
Things don't register with him because I said, that had to have hurt. He goes, oh, it did, brah. I go, well, did anybody come and help you? No. What I did is I rolled over into the grass. I couldn't get up because I couldn't feel my legs.
Yeah.
But
personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
He's 44. He's not 15 and skateboarding. He's 44 and skateboarding and fell on his tailbone, which I know for a fact can cause serious damage.
Yeah, so I rolled over into the grass and just laid there for about 15 minutes, and then I guess the blood started flowing to my legs again.
And he's bragging about it.
And he also bragged that he messed himself in the process. I don't mean he wet himself.
No. Defecated. And he's bragging.
I don't.
Attention seeking.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Devil horns.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear Hillary? Did you hear what she said?
But she didn't want to run for president. She wants to be. Oh, and then they all look the same?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, though. It got a good laugh from everybody.
She was talking to some lesbian wearing glasses. And the lesbian says to her, what are your thoughts on Cory Booker saying that we should kick them when they're... She goes, well, first of all, that's Eric Holder. But that's okay. They all look alike, don't they? And a good time was had by all.
The audience loved it and everything. Can you imagine if somebody on the other side said that?
Can you imagine if Trump said that?
Oh, my God.
You old bitch!
Yeah, for once we agree. It's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And many will be pretending to be witches for Halloween. But some don't have to pretend. Right, Hillary? With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs your neighbor is a witch.
Top signs your neighbor's a witch.
She decorates for Halloween by hanging herself on your door. When you ask if you can borrow her rake, she replies, sure, it's in the basement, under the pile of bones. When you ask her why she looks a little down today, she says, oh, you know, warlock problems. She runs not one, not two, but seven different Stevie Nicks fan pages. She sees your Halloween cinnamon broom and compliments you by saying, ooh, sweet ride. Your mail carrier often mistakenly delivers her copy of Wiccan Quarterly. Her Wi-Fi network name is not a witch, 666. She's still pissed off that you killed her sister with that house. Mama. You overheard an evil cackle that makes you clutch your ears in horror. I'm sorry, that's if you live in New York and your neighbor is Hillary Clinton.
Don't call women crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. You are.
You're crazy.
You old bitch.
You're an old fart.
Who let that witch in here?
Now you're getting off fighting with a woman?
Shut up!
You little pecker!
Yeah, you're crazy broad.
Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a bitch, anytime.
Kiss my ass!
You old bitch!
And finally, the very top sign, your neighbor's a witch.
Yes.
Her cat talks.
Oh.
And not just when you're high.
Such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it,
Freddy.
Thank
email.
God, I'd had enough of that silly old bitch.
Yeah. Ahoy. Ahoy. At stanandhandy.com.
Doesn't have much to say now, does she?
Yeah, she doesn't.
You're an old fart.
You shut up.
You old bitch.
You old bitch.
You old bitch!
This is from somebody who wishes to remain nameless, and I completely understand that in today's volatile society. Gentlemen, ahoy. I went and voted on Sunday. I'm 57 years old, and it was the first time I voted straight Republican. Let's make America great again.
Thank you. That's the only way it's going to happen.
Yep. This person said, oh, I heard you guys calling out about Alexa yesterday. When you said, Alexa, play Stan and Haney, it replied to me, I do not know songs by Stan and Haney.
So what are you supposed to say?
You're supposed to say, Alexa, play the... What is it? It's a...
Can you say the Play Stan and Haney podcast?
No, I think, I don't know. There's one where, you know how we come on and introduce the station and all that?
No, I've never done it.
Yeah, you did do it.
Oh, no, I've never done it.
Yeah, I forget what it is.
I know I recorded it, but I've never done the Alexa thing.
Alexa, play the 96K Rock Skill, I think it is. Then we come on. Or play something like that. I can't remember. I'm under pressure. The Guardian, everybody.
Jesus.
He's got something to say.
Really?
Yeah. Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, let me say something to that Soros lover from yesterday.
That was really odd, because I just made just a very brief comment about Soros, and this guy started texting for the next hour and a half about how much he loves George Soros, which I thought was very bizarre.
I don't know who you are, but apparently you are un-American, and I don't care too much about the future generations. You love Soros is just disgusting. You obviously don't know one thing about him. So let me educate you. As a young man, he helped the Nazis steal the wealth of Jewish families. Later, he was passed off as the godson of a government official to hide his background, something that has never bothered him. He was responsible for the killing of the British pound. He made $1 billion betting against the pound and that it would tank. He also was responsible for the fall of the Asian stock market. He started his Open Society in 1979. He funds around 83 leftist organizations, such as the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, and even the National Education Association. He's a globalist, and his goal is one world government, open borders, and the rest of the leftist agenda. Now, I could go on, but there's not enough space or time. So do yourself a favor and look him up. There's plenty of information. Listen to his interviews, especially the 60 Minutes one. If after you find the truth and you still feel the same way, I'll buy you a one-way ticket to Venezuela. We don't need or want you in my country. Stop being just another leftist dickweed. You guys are the best sign in the Guardian.
Love that, man.
He's done it again!
God bless you, Guardian.
Stan's Name That Movie is next. Chance to win some prizes. 96K Rock.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news in about a half hour. We'll get you updated on traffic, and then we'll play Stan's Name That Movie, five movie clips, horror films. Let me just tell you right off the bat to make it easy, and these are so easy, except for maybe the first one. These are all the classics, and they're not any of the sequels. These were the originals. That's all you have to know, and it's going to be so unbelievably easy.
Very briefly,
yeah,
there is something bizarre happening with Robert Mueller. Have you heard about this?
I heard something on it, and I just said when he makes a decision, then I'll care.
Well, this has actually nothing to do with that.
What?
Robert Mueller has referred to the FBI allegations that women were offered money to make false claims about him.
Mm-hmm. That's surprising.
Jack Berkman, a conservative commentator who claims to be a registered lobbyist, said in a tweet Tuesday, quote, "We will reveal the first of special counsel Robert Mueller's sex assault victims on Thursday." This is...
It just doesn't stop. It doesn't stop.
No, you can't get off this ride.
Nope. It's a ride that never ends. Yes. K-Rock traffic. A couple of things on the board. North Fort Myers got a crash. No injuries, but the left turn lane is northbound is blocked. That's Tamiami Trail and Bayshore. And then we got a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers. Mile marker 136 on I-75 northbound. That's just south of mile marker 136. And you are up to date. We'll have another update right before Mark Caney in the news. Halloween tomorrow. Oh, the films, you know, you get in there and get all scared and Halloween. And
well, you said you don't get scared.
Not at these. I remember, well, I probably got startled at a few of those.
Startled.
Yeah, startled. Five movie clips all dealing with horror films. If you are the first person to correctly identify the film, you will have your choice of the following prizes. Maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to the Taste of the Town at the Alliance of the Arts on November the 4th. It's a nice fundraiser with local food and live music. Give you something to do. Would you like to join us Thursday night, 7 o'clock, for the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody? We'll be heading down to Naples, living it up. Exclusive showing before the film even opens. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. And we also have your very own 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Baba Kusaw, the super condiment. Your job is to name the movie. These are all so easy. They're just great classic films. The first one is probably the most difficult. I will take the title of the film. However, you'll really impress me because this film had multiple segments. And if you know the title of the segment of this film, all the better. But if you, I'm just looking for the title of the movie. I'll release the phones after we play this first clip. This is the toughest one, I think. The movie had a title, but there were like four or five sub-stories to it. Name this movie.
Well, found a friend, Harry. I'm just wild about Harry.
Well, Richard, get it out of here.
He's just getting revenge, Harry. For all the relatives of his that you ate, baked, and stuffed at my maison. Bad fellow, you boy. Bad fellow. Get up.
Money. Look, I am money. I'll give you anything. Just get me out of this hole, all right?
Well, I have something here, Harry. Take your mind off of it.
Richard, please.
It's showtime!
Becky?
That great video? I love this stuff. Now, just look at the quality of that picture, Harry.
Somebody!
Becky?
No!
Becky!
Can't hear you. I'm sorry. She lost a coin toss. I had to bury her further down the beach. Couldn't even leave her a monitor. Would have shorted out by now.
No, that's a trick. You son of a bitch!
Hey!
That's some kind of special effects trick, isn't it?
If you just take a look at the VCR back there. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't turn my head. Let me assure you, Harry, the VCR is not on play, it's on record. I'm gonna save this stuff. Two of you are part of my whole movie.
You're insane.
Oh, don't be long now, huh? Not long at all.
Oh, my God. You are insane.
Name the movie. Phone lines are released. Now, again, if you can name the... Because it was broken up into multiple parts. If you can name that, you'll really impress me. But I'm just looking for the movie. 277-9600. Horror films. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, can you name it?
Creepshow.
It is. It's Creepshow.
Yeah,
the name of the segment was Something to Tide You Over. Leslie Nielsen and right there, a young Ted Danson. You are
right.
Absolutely correct. What would you like?
Pewter mug, if you got it.
Done. Hold the line. That's how the game is played. Nice job. I hadn't seen Creepshow in a long time. It's pretty good. Movie clip number two. These are the originals, not sequels. Name this movie.
God, this place. Steve should never have opened this place again. There's been too much trouble here. Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason. I was working the day that it happened, preparing meals. Here, I was the cook. Jason should have been watched every minute. He was... He wasn't a very good swimmer. We can go now, dear.
I think we should wait for Mr. Christie.
Oh, that's not necessary.
I don't understand. I am Jason.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, it's Chad.
Chad, name the movie.
Friday the 13th.
It is, the original Friday the 13th. Came out on Friday the 13th in 1980. What would you like?
I want to try that barbecue sauce.
You got it, buddy. 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce. Hold the line.
For the taste that's great and good for you all, it's got to be Stan and Haney's barbecue sauce.
We're up to movie clip number three, horror films. They're all the originals. Name this movie.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left, no reason. No conscience, no understanding, and even the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
What do we do?
He's been here once tonight. I think he'll come back. I'm going to wait for him.
I still think I should notify the radio and television.
No. If you do that, they'll see him on every street corner. They'll look for him in every house. Just tell your men to keep their mouths shut and their eyes open.
I'll check back in an hour.
Name it. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd.
Todd, name it.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, no, please.
Are you going to boo him, Sam?
Boo, boo!
Hiss. Hiss.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Miles.
What's your first name?
Miles.
Hey, Miles, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What name the movie?
I would name it as Halloween.
The original Halloween, 1978, Donald Pleasance. The remake, number one at the box office right now. We were figuring it out.
Evil.
Michael Myers has to be in his 70s now, terrorizing.
Evil.
What would you like? What did he say?
He's just something about Barbra Streisand.
What about Barbra Streisand?
No, bobbleheads.
No bobbleheads.
What are you going to stand?
I think we might have a stand bobblehead if you want.
I don't know. We got a new phone for him?
Yeah, but maybe a new phone.
That would be great. Your stand bobblehead would be great.
All right, hold on. He wants a stand bobblehead if we have
plenty
one.
Available,
plenty
right?
available.
Yeah.
Right now.
It's the Haney that you can't
yeah,
get.
Until next week.
Yeah, they do that to play us off against each other. We know.
That original Halloween movie with Donald Pleasance, you got to realize Donald Pleasance was a top flight actor. And he did the movie and a lot of the sequels. That was a good film. And Michael Myers is what? Terrorizing Jamie Lee Curtis again, his sister. And he's in his 70s.
Donald Pleasance, what a great actor.
Well,
I remember his finest hour. You're the Duke. A number one.
What movie was that?
Escape from New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. He was also in The Great Escape with Steve McQueen. He played Blofeld in a James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was good.
And what was that other movie? He played Baldy?
Yep, Baldy. Yeah. Name.
Hell, Mr. Balderson.
Yeah. Name the movie. Horror films.
I don't see what my hair has to do with this, or lack thereof.
I know you're there, Freddy.
You think you was gonna get away from me?
I know you too well now, Freddy. It's too late. I know the secret now. This is just a dream. You're not alive. This whole thing is just a dream. I want my mother and friend again.
What?
I take back every bit of energy I gave you. You're nothing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Name it. Name it. Name it. That should be simple enough. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Todd. A Nightmare on Elm Street.
You got it, buddy. You got it. What would you like?
Way to go, toddler.
What do you got left?
We've got Taste of the Town. We've got the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. We've got Pewter Mug. We got Babakusaw.
Let me do Taste of the Town.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. One more. Another easy one. Just got to be the first person to identify the film. Name this movie.
Hello, Paul. You are a perfectly healthy, sane, middle-class male. Yet last month, you ran a straight razor across your wrist. Did you cut yourself because you truly wanted to die, or did you just want some attention? Tonight, you'll show me. The irony is that if you want to die, you just have to stay where you are. But if you want to live, you'll have to cut yourself again. Find the path through the razor wire to the door. But hurry. At 3 o'clock, that door will lock. And then, this room becomes your tomb. How much blood will you shed to stay alive, Paul?
The door was on a timer. It was unlocked until 3 o'clock. And then it slammed shut. He was given 2 hours.
Name it. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Hi, who's this?
This is MJ.
Hi, MJ.
How are you?
I'm SN.
She sounds great.
She does. She does sound great. Can you name it?
I think it's Saw.
It is Saw. It's the original Saw movie. What would you like?
Oh, I would love the pewter mug.
Absolutely. $50 to the pewter mug, MJ. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. Yeah, she sounds delightful, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wonder where she works.
I don't know. We'll find out. Sounds familiar. Let's close the hatch on this one. Hey, let's close the coffin lid on this one.
You are so pleased with yourself.
I know.
You're such a jokester.
Yeah, little prankster. Little Halloween zingaroo.
That was. You got me. Fair and square.
Yeah.
Evil. And that concludes Stan's tribute to horror movies. Tune in next week when it's over the river and through the woods.
Hey.
Not yet. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark your calendars. Friday, November 16th. It's 96K Rock's Liquid Lunch at Howell Gallery and Tattoo. Jeff Zito's going to be broadcasting live from 10:30 till 2 p.m. 96-cent cheeseburgers from Burger Q and live music from Atreyu. So mark it down, November 16th, a Friday. A little reminder for you, coming in at 6 o'clock, it'll be Roger Marley and Dave the Waterman. Jeez, yeah, hardcore.
And what does that mean?
Nobody knows, but devil horns. A lot of devil horns. Ah! Hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, this in from our road watcher. Got a broken down POS Colonial westbound in the turn lane onto 6 Mile Cypress. Also Fort Myers, crash, Winkler Road and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you. You know, we'll do one more traffic and then we make way for Roger Marley and hardcore. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd from the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in
I'm
London,
Gary King.
Terry Not Drinkwater in one. San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday,
October
30th.
Double M XV triple I. Only one more day.
Yeah.
Blown by, honestly. Just go ahead and rip the knob off.
Yeah.
Turn it up. Rip the knob off. Yeah.
Time now for things you didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier on this radio program, we had attorney Mike Chinopoulos in the studio.
Yeah.
And he explained to us that the law is all about money.
Pretty much.
If you have it, you can get yourself some favorable outcomes. If you don't, you're in a meat grinder. So it shouldn't be all that shocking, I guess, that Americans spend twice as much suing one another than we do on cars.
And cars is a big business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very litigious society.
Hmm. Never really thought about it, but you know when it rains, it smells good?
Yeah. Yeah. That smell after a good hard rain.
Well, here's why. Rain smells good because your plants secrete oil into the ground when it's dry. Those oils mix with bacteria in the soil.
Yeah.
And when it rains, all of those fragrant oils get released into the air.
Dave secretes oils, too.
Yes, he does. Vitals, hormonal secretions. This one is something I know that you already know.
What?
What is the tallest statue in America?
The tallest statue?
Yes.
I would guess the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, it is. 151 feet, not counting the pedestal.
And that pedestal thing, do you know that the French gave us the Statue of Liberty as a gift for, I think it's like our 100th year as a country? But they didn't provide anything to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And it came over in pieces. And look at some old pictures. They've got them where, like, the head was going around on tour, or the torch was going around on tour, because the United States of America, only 100 years old, didn't have the money, because of those cheap Frenchies, to build a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to raise money as a country to make a pedestal to put the Statue of Liberty on.
Because that was back before we could just print it.
Yeah.
Because nobody would buy it back then.
Hell no.
You go, what is this? Picture of George Washington? Yeah. You need gold.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the truth. They sent us a statue, a beautiful one, Liberty, but nothing to put it on.
Mm-hmm. What is the second tallest statue?
We had this discussion before.
That's why I said I know that you know.
And I've seen it with my own eyes. Gulfstream Park, the Pegasus and Dragon.
You are exactly right.
It is spectacular.
So the Statue of Liberty is the tallest at 151 feet. The Pegasus statue at Gulfstream is 110 feet, making it the second tallest.
It's when you're right up on that thing, it's impressive. And if you're down in that area on the beach side over there, you can see it's a landmark in the distance. Look at, there it is. Look at that thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It's pretty massive.
Been a while since I've been down there. We need to head back. That'd be fun.
Find some long shots.
Yeah.
What was the first movie ever with a budget of $100 million?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know. I don't know.
No reason you should. I wouldn't know, just off the top of my head. The movie was True Lies in 1994, a budget of $100 million. It ended up making about $380 million.
Profitable.
Not as much as they thought.
No, sure.
Because they figured, hey, he's got Schwarzenegger. He can't go wrong.
Yep. Box office gold back then.
Yep. Here is a sad perspective of this moment in time of American history. There was a school shooting yesterday. You might not have heard about it because, well, there's other things going on. They'd rather focus on. And it's not just the news media. Apparently, even schools consider it normal now.
This bothers me.
A 16-year-old male student was shot and killed by another 16-year-old student at Butler High School in Matthews, North Carolina, yesterday morning. Again, to clarify, a 16-year-old student shot and killed another student at Butler High School. The school responded to the shooting in the following manner. They went into what they call lockdown for a little while. The shooter was arrested. And then they told the students it was up to them.
What?
They told the students what happened from that point forward was up to them. They had the option of calling their parents and being picked up, or they could go with the rest of the kids as the school day continued as normal. The school was not closed. School went on.
That's incredible.
The reaction on social media was swift. One parent wrote, quote, "This decision is normalizing carnage in our schools. We are failing a generation of children."
Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know if it was where I grew up or if it was the times in which I grew up in, but 4 years in high school, and I don't ever remember the school going on lockdown for anything. A handgun at school, unheard of. I don't even remember some punk calling in for a bomb scare where you all had to get out of the building. There were no metal detectors going into the school. There was none of that stuff. None of that stuff. Never had an incident. And I'll say this. There were a lot of weird kids in my school, you know, ones you stayed away from and, you know, your hoe bombs and stuff. But there was never one of them that you thought was, oh, we saw the signs, we saw the trigger that he was going to go and mess up the place. Never, never. It wasn't even a thought in our minds.
No, I remember one kid who was kind of a gun nut.
Oh, we had him. We had a lot of hunters and stuff where we were.
But his whole plan and the reason he was a gun nut is because all he wanted to do with his life is join the Marine Corps.
Oh, you had those too. But you never had the fear that, oh, this guy's going to snap one day.
Now, as far as lockdown and stuff like that and big controversies, the biggest one was over who was instigating these massive food fights.
A food fight. Oh, fine. You'd have like a thing where you'd all have to go to assembly and be lectured to about who's doing the massive food fights. And all that. But never was I afraid to go to school because something might happen.
Aramark certified diamonds in all of Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know,
was there something wrong with your mic there?
No, I just felt the need to adjust it.
All right, it happens.
Social media is a cesspool.
You're darn right it is.
But don't worry.
This station's a big part of it.
But don't worry. Well, last time I checked, we're in the radio
That's
business.
That's what I thought.
Jack Dorsey and Twitter are going to fix it all.
Oh, thank
don't
God.
Don't worry.
I can now breathe. I blame it on the rap music.
Me too.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Twitter, and his answer to everything is getting rid of the like button.
What do you mean?
Well, isn't that obvious?
Yeah, so don't let anybody go and interact that they like what you've just said. Yeah, just remove it.
Yeah.
You can read it, but don't like it.
The CEO of Twitter explains that by removing the like button, that will improve the quality of the debate. I think any child can see that. But will that really fix Twitter?
Will it? Let's ask the big question.
Well, the vast majority of people who aren't as enlightened as a Jack Dorsey.
Right.
Well, they're skeptical. Very skeptical. As one man tweeted, eliminating the like button will absolutely, certainly, 100% make the troll problem worse. The most common interaction here is the like, and it's friendly and affirming. In new Twitter, the most common interaction will be a hostile reply.
Yep.
Who the hell wants that? There is no word on when they plan to fix Twitter and eliminate the like button, but they say, as you might imagine, this is a huge thing. They're only in the early stages.
Right. Jeez. Somebody, and I'm going to paraphrase for him because it went on, I'm sure, with Haney, and it went on with me when we were in high school, and this guy was in high school in 1984. At your high school, and I grew up in a rural area, it was not uncommon to see, you know, the 16, 17, 18-year-olds coming to school with their pickup truck, gun rack.
Yeah.
Wearing, you know, have your belt on with your jackknife on there.
Mm-hmm.
It was commonplace. Nobody said anything. Nobody expected that horrible things were going to happen.
Because they didn't.
Because they didn't. Blame the rap music.
It's obvious, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, plain as.
That and a like
yeah,
button.
Yep, yeah, plain as the nose on your face.
Yep. Even a defective.
Yeah.
And now, rock news.
Okay.
You know, Kid Rock, he's kind of late to the party, but I guess he's a rock star.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, I guess so. Kind of.
Well, at least he is used to being a rock star.
Well, he expects to be treated as such.
Exactly. Yeah. Kid Rock canceled a gig at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City on Rocktober 20th. Now, if you look into this, officially it was due to illness.
Ah, we're all too familiar with that statement, Haney.
But rumor has it the show was canceled because Kid Rock felt he wasn't treated as a VIP.
It happens.
And I know what that feels like, to not be treated like a VIP.
Yep, you know it firsthand.
I do.
I got to say, just give me 30 seconds. Don't expound upon it. Just let me throw it out there as raw meat.
All right, you're begging. Go ahead.
Haney's opening for the Allman Brothers. They've got, who else was on that bill that year?
The Government Allman, Mule?
Government Mule. So it was Mark Haney and the Buzzards, Government Mule, and the Allman Brothers. And they catered this event with all the food and trimmings and all that stuff for the crew, for everybody. So when the bands got off stage, they could go over to the food tent, load up. So Haney and the Buzzards open. They finish. They get off stage. Government Mule goes on stage, and Haney and his bandmates go over to the food.
Oh, I didn't.
Who did? That Randy,
they did.
Randy Bailey?
Yeah.
Oh,
the rest of the band went Randy over there, Bailey. as they were supposed to.
It was for the bands that played. Yeah, I think you had, after you got off stage, had to do a live break.
Yeah, I was. I remember I was standing by you when I was alerted to this.
And so they went over, and the band went to get their food.
And I mean, we're not talking about gourmet stuff.
Barbecued chicken, sandwiches.
It was stuff in aluminum containers, and there was plenty of it.
You know, chili con carne.
A lot of chicken wings.
And they were booted out of the tent, and they're trying to... We're part of the show. We're the band that just got through. We don't care who you are.
We're the band that's not getting paid.
And weren't allowed to go to the food tent after they got off stage. Weren't allowed to grab themselves a drink, a chicken wing, a scoop of a potato salad, nothing.
They did end up getting in, didn't they? Because I think I raised hell and got them in there.
Oh, I remember you raised holy hell.
But they never got in?
I don't remember. That was 20 years ago, 20-some-odd years ago. Well, I'll tell you, government mule ate. They ate like mules.
They need to, show they put on.
Tell you after that, the Allman Brothers got off stage after Greg Allman scared the bejesus out of my daughter. Let me tell you something. He had something to eat.
Mm-hmm. So, Kid Rock is used to being treated as a VIP. No one's going to question him having a stalk of celery with some blue cheese.
Right. You know, unlike Mark Caney and the Buzzards having it ripped right out of your hand before it even gets close to your mouth.
So, he was supposed to perform on Rocktober 20th, officially canceled due to illness. Kid Rock performed there the night before, and afterward, he and his buddies went to check out the private room at the restaurant inside the hotel.
Right.
Kid Rock and his entourage were told they weren't allowed in there.
What?
It had already been booked by another group.
Right. The fifth edition.
Then, at 4 a.m. the next morning, Kid Rock attempted to order room service. He waited for 2 hours, and it never came. Now, what is Kid Rock to do?
Yeah.
He has a rep to protect. He's hardcore.
Yep.
Well, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He called a helicopter, bailed out of town, and canceled the gig.
Good for him. You know what? The Vogue's got room service.
Yep. Gladys Knight's Pip.
Yep. There's only one official Pip left.
Yeah, and it's Gladys Knight's Pip.
He got room service.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, if you ever see the poster, it's Gladys Knight's Pip, and it's a guy in a suit, and then Photoshop, there's like 3 or 4 other guys.
Yeah.
But it's all him.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight's Pip.
Yep.
Bill. Politics. Man, oh man. It's getting ugly out there.
Sure is, brah. Sorry, just getting in the mood for six.
There's a 58-year-old gent named Good Guy Frank Saporito. He is a Republican in the New Hampshire State House of Representatives. He is in his 7th term, running for re-election next week. But he just hit a bit of a rough patch in the campaign because a 38-year-old porn producer named Jonathan Carter from Simi Valley, California, just sued Frank.
That's where it all goes down.
According to Jonathan, he and Frank, a 6th-term representative,
right, going for 7,
made a deal to produce pornographic videos, and Frank was the star.
Yep.
Back in June, Frank flew to California and did his job, right, if you will.
Yep. Close-ups and everything.
But if you know Frank, he's a stand-up guy.
Always has been.
And he wants things done right the first time. He was very unhappy with how the film turned out. So the next thing, the next day, he went and did the only thing he could do at that point.
What's that?
He went to Jonathan's house and punched him in the head.
There you go. Punched him right in the head.
Yep. That's how you express displeasure.
Yep. Punch him in the head.
Simi Valley police opted not to press charges, but Jonathan is seeking unspecified punitive damages in his lawsuit, and he says he has tapes showing Frank's work.
Right.
That he's now willing to let people see.
Right.
Even though the star has already said, this isn't up to my standards.
No, it's not. And he punched him in the head.
Ding dong.
Yeah. Did he punch him? He sure did punch him in the head.
You got that sound effect? Yeah. Hold on. Hold on, please. Ding dong.
Yeah. Yeah.
As for Frank, he's the first to tell you he's a legitimate businessman.
Yeah.
This is all an extortion attempt, and quote, I don't know what you're talking about. I thought we were all done going after men. Ding dong. And that's the news for today, Tuesday,
October
30th.
Double M XV triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Oh, good morning, Frank. What are you doing here?
Ow! Right in the head.
Yep.
Jason and Todd from...
Ding
the-
dong!
Don't even acknowledge him. The door just opens. There comes the fist. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Frank got on a plane, went back to New Hampshire, and picked up the campaign.
Yeah. Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney.
Yeah, dude.
Roger Marley, David
Waterman.
Yeah, I just got the definition from Dave what hardcore is. It's being getting your ass kicked
multiple times and still standing up. Stan, you dish out hardcore, okay? You take hardcore,
whatever.
Which means you're hardcore, okay?
Whatever.
You know what? You don't even know what hardcore is. Hey, look, let me tell you something. He ain't ever been in a situation like
traffic.
I have.
No.
Never.
Hardcore, man.
You damn right, bro.
Get your ass kicked. I heard you, rumor has it, you got pushed down on the ground.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
what? I'm fighting again? Is that it?
He's hardcore. He gets back up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. Get your ass kicked and get up.
Get my ass kicked.
Hard effing core.
I'll show you some ass kicking.
Fort Myers. you wanna come at me? You want a piece of this? You want a piece
you
of me?
You can't beat him arm wrestling, Dave.
Matanzas Road and Sanibel Boulevard got a crash. Sunshine Boulevard North and West 17th Street in Lehigh Acres.
You got to be able to beat him arm wrestling first.
But I could run circles around him.
You can run. That's fine. You're all bruised up from being pushed to the ground.
I didn't get pushed to the ground.
Anytime you spar with
it. It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I love this job because of audiences like this. Also, I used to be a secretary, and I used to call in sick a lot. I said I had female problems, right? Like my boss didn't know I meant her. I was bored. I'd spend all day filing my nails. And I also had, after that job, after I quit and got fired, that job, I drove a taxi for like a year, and I didn't pick people up or anything. I just really needed a car. Now I do comedy full-time. I'm also a writer. You know, I write checks. And they're actually mostly fiction. I love to write, like, poetry and short stories. And when I was growing up, I had a pen pal. I wrote to her once a week for 14 years till she wrote back. And she said, stop. I should, well, she sent me a telegram. It said, stop, stop. But I should, it's my favorite joke. I should stop eating. I've been eating everything. So today, finally, I went running. I had to, you know, because the ice cream truck was going 60. I needed a lift to the bakery. So I'm at the bakery, right? And I'm standing in line waiting my turn. This really cute guy was flirting with me. He finally came over. He asked for my number. I gave it to him. And then I had to take a new one. And I thought...
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. Back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this laughter. It is so very important.
Oh, hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
He's so hardcore, he was... around here yesterday, pulling his pants down for everybody. I'm not kidding.
He's an idiot.
He was pulling his pants down to everybody that walked by him going, look at this.
Yeah, because he landed on his tailbone skateboarding at 44. And the thing is, he's dropping drawer for everybody to see his bruises. Of course, right next to the bruise is a large oozing pimple.
Love it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Things don't register with him because I said, that had to have hurt. He goes, oh, it did, brah. I go, well, did anybody come and help you? No. What I did is I rolled over into the grass. I couldn't get up because I couldn't feel my legs.
Yeah.
But...
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
He's 44. He's not 15 and skateboarding. He's 44 and skateboarding and fell on his tailbone, which I know for a fact can cause serious damage.
Yeah, so I rolled over into the grass and just laid there for about 15 minutes and... Then I guess the blood started flowing to my legs again.
Oh, what and he's bragging about it.
And he also bragged that he messed himself in the process. I don't mean he wet himself.
No. Defecated. And he's bragging.
I don't...
Attention seeking.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Devil horns.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear Hillary? Did you hear what she said?
But she didn't want to run for president. She wants to be... Oh, and then they all look the same?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, though. It got a good laugh from everybody.
She was talking to some lesbian wearing glasses. And the lesbian says to her, what are your thoughts on Cory Booker saying that we should kick them when they're... She goes... Well, first of all, that's Eric Holder, but that's okay. They all look alike, don't they? And a good time was had by all.
The audience loved it and everything. Can you imagine if somebody on the other side said that?
Can you imagine if Trump said that?
Oh, my God.
You old bitch!
Yeah, for once, we agree. It's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And many will be pretending to be witches for Halloween. But some don't have to pretend. Right, Hillary? With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
Signs your neighbor is a witch.
Top signs your neighbor's a witch.
She decorates for Halloween by hanging herself on your door. When you ask if you can borrow her rake, she replies, sure, it's in the basement, under the pile of bones.
Oh,
When you ask her why she looks a little down today, she says, oh, you know, warlock problems. She runs not one, not two, but seven different Stevie Nicks fan pages. She sees your Halloween cinnamon broom. Mm-hmm. And compliments you by saying, ooh, sweet ride. Your mail carrier often mistakenly delivers her copy of Wiccan Quarterly. Her Wi-Fi network name is Not a Witch 666. She's still pissed off that you killed her sister with that house. Mama. You overheard an evil cackle that makes you clutch your ears in horror. I'm sorry, that's if you live in New York and your neighbor is Hillary Clinton.
Don't call women crazy.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. You are.
You're crazy.
You old bitch.
You're an old fart.
Who let that witch in here?
Now you're getting off fighting with a woman?
Shut up.
You little pecker.
Yeah, you're crazy broad.
Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a bitch, anytime.
Kiss my ass.
You old bitch.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.